All right, Senator Thune, I wondered, just to get us started, if you could explain some of the changes you'd mentioned this morning to the farm reporters about that livestock indemnity program. We saw where that was officially released by USDA today.
Yeah, mainly there were a lot of livestock that were declared ineligible by USDA. And what we concluded was that if we could get livestock certified by a veterinarian, that it was in fact the weather event that created the cattle loss, then it ought to be reimbursable and under the program. And so USDA agreed to work with us on that. And we were pleased about that. I mean, we've proposed that change in legislation, and this was an administrative decision that they had made with respect to this recent storm that we've been through in South Dakota. But we hope that that'll become a permanent change in the program moving forward, along with some other proposed changes that we had we're trying to get done in the LFP program too.
Okay. Let's see here. You mentioned also that there are some changes you're proposing for ARC County payments for farm bill discussion. Mm-hmm. I know that's a completely separate piece.
Right.
But let's talk a little bit about that. You said this morning that National Corn Growers was pleased with your proposal from transitioning from a 5-year to a 10-year rolling average, mm-hmm. and the adjustment from 14% to 10% average county loss.
Mm-hmm.
What is included in that proposal on the data that you'll use to calculate?
It's RMA will be the data that we'll use for that. And I think that, too, I mean, there are a number of proposals that we made to not just ARC, but to kind of generally speaking to Title I of the bill, where we also call for base updates, which, you know, is saves money. It's about $3 billion, and we would use planted or considered planted acres between 2014 and 2017. So we get a number of ideas that affect the commodity title of the bill, but specifically to ARC, is to make the program more workable. And you know, the way it's structured today, there will be more producers, I think, in the new bill if we don't have an updated ARC or modernized ARC program, that will go shift over to PLC, just because the revenue program, in order for it to be workable, has to take into consideration data that doesn't include just the last 5 years.
Without an FSA administrator to administer some of the proposed changes under Bill Northey, I mean, do you think the changes that you're proposing in conservation and also the ARC County changes, do you think those can be implemented if a farm bill gets passed?
Well, we think they can, and, you know, some of them are just basic, too. You know, physical location of the farm versus administrative county in terms of determining payments, that was something that should have been fixed a long time ago and really, frankly, shouldn't require legislation. But it is something that in the previous bill just didn't work very well, because you had all these inequities and disparities between from one county to the next. And so, you know, just simple changes like that were included in this. So I don't think it'll require a lot of, when it comes to USDA implementation, it shouldn't require a lot of work that would be overwhelming for them. I think it should be manageable. But, you know, some of the things we're trying to do in the conservation title, too, are just common sense, sensible ideas that hopefully will help production agriculture get through what has become a pretty difficult economic time.
We know the financial piece of the farm bill has always been on top of mind for lawmakers as they sit down to draft legislation to get something passed. Based on what you know and your experience, how does that financial piece, has it changed from the last farm bill this year? I mean, mm-hmm. we know that the funds are tight, there are no additional funds, but what does that mean as Senate lawmakers are trying to draft something?
It basically means that we're going to have to be pretty creative and come up with ways to pay for the things that we want to do. So most of the changes that we're making, to the extent that they have a budgetary impact, we're trying to find savings to offset that within the bill. And, you know, for example, with CRP going from 24 million to 30 million acre cap is about a $3 billion cost. And we offset a big part of that by changing the payment rate under CRP back to 80%. And so it's you have to figure out ways to make these programs work within the budgetary constraints that you're given. And because this is a tight budget, and which always is, I mean, this isn't anything new. Every time we do a farm bill, it seems like we're always in a tough budgetary environment. But this year is no exception. And so we put forward proposals, in most cases, we're trying to come up with ideas about how to pay for some of that. You know, and I mentioned the update of base acres in the commodity title of the bill being a $3 billion savings. That's $3 billion that you can then use to make some of the changes that we're talking about doing in ARC.
Okay. I get to meet with Bill Northey this week.
Yeah, good.
Yeah. So have you had a chance to visit with him much? And if you could ask him something, what would you want to know?
Well, I mean, I've talked to him a few times, not recently, but, you know, obviously he's been through a long process to get where he is, and we're glad he's there, and he's got a big job ahead of him. But, I mean, more than anything else, we just want to know what does he need, you know, to get the job done. We want to make sure, especially now, that we've got a smooth-functioning USDA that can implement a farm bill, hopefully, that will be good for American agriculture. So I think in his case right now, it's just he's probably, you know, still getting oriented and transitioning into the job. But because of the changes they made organizationally over there, it's a very big job, and he's got a very large portfolio underneath him. And so we want to make sure he has what he needs to get that job done.
Do you think he'll say an FSA administrator?
Well, you know, I mean, I hope these guys stay around, right? You know, we want them over there once we get them there. And in his case, it was a challenging thing to get them there.
Well, we hear it's been tough because we're so far along, you know, in the administration. You know, the administration's been in place for what, almost 2 years or so?
Yeah,
and it took them so long to get people appointed that now, I mean, if you have someone step in, they're only going to be in for a short time.
Right.
So what's the incentive to get people to come and be a part of USDA?
Well, I mean, I think that that's a good question. I think it does get harder the farther you get into administration, but, you know, you usually assume, rightly or wrongly, that presidential term is going to be hopefully not 4 but 8 years. And so if you want to, you know, start into a second term, but even if it weren't, you still have an opportunity around here. That's a pretty significant, if you get a couple of years to get into a position and do some good things and make a difference, you can really sort of affect in a positive way the trajectory of how some of these organizations work in that amount of time. So I think people who want to make a difference, people who are interested in public life, and people who see government services being an impactful enterprise are going to be interested irrespective of when that what the dates and the times are. But in his case, I hope he's around for a while.
Anything else you want to add?
Not that I can think of.
Thanks for your time.
Yep, thanks, Kara.